Hello.
Hi, hello. Good afternoon. This is Walter speaking. I'm with Metro Research. Sir, I'm conducting with just an opinion survey. I would like to ask a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. Will you mind sharing a couple of minutes and help us out?
I'm sorry?
Will you have a few minutes to help us out?
Help you what on what? I'm sorry.
I'm just going to ask a few questions. It will take a couple of minutes, a few minutes. That'll be all. Okay. Are you at least 18 years old and residing in Massachusetts?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yes, we can continue then. Now, how many children are living with you and attending, which is kindergarten through 12th grade?
12th grade?
Yes, through 12th grade. One, two.
Two?
Okay, fantastic.
Yes.
Excellent. And may I have your age, please?
15 and 17.
What is your age?
I'm 49.
Oh, you're 49. Okay,
yes.
Thank you. But you're, you said 15. So,
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking the
mm-hmm.
daughter, my kids.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, thank you for also, which is sharing, few minutes of your time. And how may how do you describe your gender? Man, woman, non-binary, some other way? A man. Okay, thank you. And how will you describe your race? White, African?
African-American.
African-American? Okay.
Yeah.
And what grades are your children currently in?
Kindergarten,
first, second, third, fourth, fifth?
12.
On the 12th,
and,
right?
Yeah, 12 and 10.
And 10.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can place both. And which of the following best describes which is the school where your children are enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district? A public charter
yes.
school?
Public is school.
It's a public school? Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Or vocational technical school, you know, teach students the skills they need for a trade or occupation, right?
Yeah, the older one is attending engineering school.
Excellent. Fantastic. Now, you mentioned that you had a child in the 10th grade?
Yeah, she's in culinary.
Right. First, which of the following best describes the school where your 10th grade child is enrolled this year? You just mentioned that she also do, which is culinary, right? Occupation
yeah.
school, but in general and in normal school and the public school that you mentioned before,
yeah,
it is public school for her to, for her too, right?
Yes.
It's a public charter school.
No, public. What's the public school?
It's a public normal public school. Okay. Now students are often, which is graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 10th grade child school was graded in the same way, considering all parts of the school experience, such as the communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on. How will you grade your 10th grade child school so far this year? Or is it too early in the year to tell?
It is too early, but... Yeah, she's been a A-plus student.
It's amazing. It's incredible, actually. Now, so far with that being said, we are around 30% complete, but I'll continue. I'll try to go a little bit faster. When thinking about a grade for your child's school, what factors will be most important to you?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Thinking about a grade for your child's school, what factors will be the most important to you?
Her safety.
Safety? First of all?
Yeah.
Anything
yeah.
else?
Of course, her education.
Right.
Yes.
No worries. Fair enough. Now, to the best of your knowledge, is your 10th grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group? Yes, they are. No, or you don't know?
The reading level, okay?
Yes. The reading level expected for students in their age group. Is your 10th grade child reading at that level?
Yes.
Okay. How about in terms of math? Is there a 10th grade child working at the level expected for students in their age group when it comes to math?
Yes. Yeah.
Does your 10th grade child have an individualized, that was real hard to say right now, education plan, sometimes called an IAP?
I'm not sure about that.
The pronounced acronym IAP. You're not sure? Okay.
No.
Now, does your 10th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Not sure? Don't know?
No, I don't know.
No worries. Now, same, thinking about your 10th grade child, mental and emotional health this year, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm not concerned.
Not concerned at all. Fantastic.
No.
Now, how much have you discussed your 10th grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or not at all? Or don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Which of the following do you think your 10th grade child will be interested in doing once they finish high school? Being an associate's degree, being a bachelor degree, being a training program for a trade job, or enter the workforce? The one that, the program for a trade job?
No, associate.
Associate degree?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And how well is your 10th grade child school preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all.
Very well.
What will you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post high school goals?
Achieve?
Yes. What will be the most significant those challenges that are the most important or significant for your child as they work and achieve their post high school goals, right?
Yes.
What would you think would be the most significant challenges ahead for them?
I would say significant.
What will you say?
I would say significant. Achieved. So you are asking
significant? Okay.
Yeah. Significant. Yeah.
Fair enough to me, sir. Thank you. Now, you said your 10th grade child will most likely to begin, which is an associate degree. How confident are you that your child will be, which is in a position to do this after high school?
Confident.
Very confident?
Confident. Yes.
Okay. Now, we're around 44%. We're almost going ahead. Now, we're thinking about the possibility of your 10th grade child attending college. How much of a concern is each of the following to you? All right. The cost of books, is a major, minor, not a concern at all, or don't know?
Concern, yeah.
You're concerned, right? It's a minor concern,
yeah,
or it's a major?
Minor?
Minor. Okay. What about the total tuition cost? Is that a concern to you?
It's a concern, yeah.
Very concerned? It's a major concern? Okay.
Very concerned.
Very concerned. And now, what about the cost of room and board?
Very concerned.
Right. And the cost of applying to college?
Yeah, that's concerned too.
Very concerned, right? Okay.
Very concerned, yeah.
Now, we're 50% completed. Do you believe the potential long-term benefits of college degree makes the cost worthwhile For nearly everybody, most people, some people, or just a few people, or nobody.
Most people.
Most people, correct. Now, as you may know, vocational technical or vocational technical or voc tech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Do your 10th grade child school offer vocational training? Do you know?
Yes.
They do?
Yeah, they do. But yes, they do. Is there any way we can finish it another time? I got to pick up my daughter.
You have to go pick up your daughter? No worries. We'll make this much faster. Is that okay? So you can go ahead and do that?
No, I don't have a lot of time. I just waited because I thought I was going to be done.
I understand. But I'll really thank you much. Perhaps I'm going to give you a call back, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
No worries. Thank you. Have a good one. Be safe.
Yes, sir.
What? 54 complete? We're harassing his 10th grade child. Yeah, we were. We were doing that.